Tell me a little bit about how it's going to work. Is this a big online sale of tickets, or are people going to be lining up overnight?
Well, we don't know if they're going to line up overnight, but we do expect long lines at the ticket office itself. And then we also do expect a lot of online traffic and a lot of phone traffic. All three of our avenues for purchasing tickets in the past have always been high volume when we have a popular show go on sale.
So how many tickets are there total that will be made available next Friday? And for how many shows is that?
So we have 3 weeks worth of shows and 8 shows per week, so 24 total shows. And, you know, the show has been very adamant that as many people get to see the show as possible. So they required us to have a good portion of tickets available for the public on sale. So there'll be plenty of tickets available in weeks 2 and 3. Our subscribers have a lot of the tickets in week 1, but there's still availability in week 1 as well.
Talk a little about the price range. I understand they do go up to around $300. How low and how high do they go?
Sure. So the lowest ticket price is going to be $54, and the highest ticket price is $303.50.
What's the $300 ticket get me?
It gets you a seat right smack dab in the middle front of the hall. Those are what we consider the best seats in the house and with the best visibility of the entire stage.
Is that just the front row, the front couple of rows?
Actually, our front couple of rows are a little bit below eye level of the stage, so we consider our premium section to start about 5 or 6 rows back, and then it'll go back from there. So the center front of the house is our premium section.
Okay. For folks who want to get really awesome tickets, you've mentioned you can call on the phone, you can go there in person, you can try to order online. Do you have a recommendation for the best way to go about it?
That's a really popular question right now. That's the one everybody's asking. And, you know, it's hard to say. We've got 4 ticket windows that are going to be going. At the same time, we have about 14 people answering calls. And then online, we're filtering through as many as we can. You know, we will have people that will stand in line, be on their cell phones, and have a tablet, and I'll be online all at the same time. So, you know, I can't say what's going to be the best way to get in.
Okay. You mentioned that there are 24 shows over 3 weeks?
Yes, there are.
Okay. Of the 24, how many thousand tickets is that will be available then next week? Do you have kind of a round figure of how many you may go through in how much of a period of time?
No, we don't. We typically don't release actual numbers as to how many tickets are available. I will tell you that the show really was emphasizing that we have a very high number available. So we will get through as many as we can, as fast as we can on that morning.
Okay. What's the Civic Center seat roughly?
The Civic Center seats 2,754 total. That doesn't include if we have to take any seats out for our soundboard and things like that.
Okay. Any idea how fast the tickets may be gone next Friday?
No. I anticipate it's going to go really quickly. You know, other markets have sold out of their available inventory relatively quickly. So I would say come early and be ready.
If everything goes well, the computer system doesn't crash, the phones don't crash, and people don't crash through a window.
Don't jinx me.
I know. If everything goes smoothly, is it possible they will all be gone in 30 minutes, say?
I don't know if they'll be gone that fast. I mean, it's hard to say. We do have an increased server volume that's going to allow us to get through as many as we can online as quickly as possible. We do have an increased staffing capacity that day. To make an estimate as to when they're going to be sold out or how fast, I would hate to do that because as soon as I do, I'm going to be wrong.
Okay. You said you'd only been with the Civic Center 3 years. I guess you weren't here several years ago, like 20 years ago, when they had the Phantom and people were going completely insane for that. Every now and then we have a show like this that's wildly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Are you anticipating that this will be the biggest show the Civic Center's ever seen?
You know, biggest is relative. You know, is it biggest in how fast it sells out? Is it biggest in dollar volume? Is it biggest in did we sell every single seat and how fast did we sell it? So I think biggest is kind of a relative term. I will tell you, this will be our Super Bowl for this last few years. So it is definitely one of our top shows, and we anticipate having our volume sell quickly. I would just say it's probably the Super Bowl of shows right now. So for the current history, it is one of the biggest.
I have some friends who are crazy about this. I've heard the soundtrack. They've given me copies. I'm just not into it. How about you? Are you a Hamilton? Are you a Hamilton fan?
I actually am. I have already seen the show twice. I saw it in New York and I saw it in Chicago, and I am hoping to be able to see it twice more when it's here in Des Moines. I do think it's that good of a show. I love that it gets a group of people who might not be your typical Broadway viewer excited about Broadway. It gets people learning about our history. It is a fun show with a lot of energy, and I'm really excited, and I'm a huge fan.
So you've got connections. You could probably get a couple of tickets.
You know what? I did what we told everybody to do, and I bought season tickets to guarantee that I had tickets to Hamilton.